Right, this is Catherine McShane interviewing for the Swicker Carnival Project, Cardiff Carnival 25th Anniversary. And I'm here with Jonathan Cotson on the 21st of October 2014. And this interview is being held at Chapter Art Centre. Jonathan, before we start, could you spell your name for us?
My name is spelled Jonathan Cotson.
Brilliant, thank you.
No problem.
So, how did you first get involved with Cardiff Carnival?
Go back quite a long way, really. I moved to Cardiff Bay about 13 years ago, and there'd always lots of things going on in Cardiff Bay in the summer, and I think one time I might have been walking around the bay, and all of a sudden I see a vibrant of colour and lots of people with drums and everything, and I was really, really fascinated by it because I was hearing the noise, and I was really moved by the costumes and the music and the enthusiasm of the people. But every year I've always followed the carnival, but I didn't really know how I got involved, or maybe they were in a circle. I just kept at an audience, you know. I just enjoyed watching Carnival because I used to go to Notting Hill Carnival a lot, and quite excited about the, you know, the vibrant and, you know, the, I don't know how actually I got involved with it. I think I met up with one of the Twicker members in a pub, and just started talking to me about it. At the time, I was a teacher, and I wanted to do lots of work with the kid. I'm an art teacher, and she said to me, "Why don't you come along to one of the workshops?" And the rest is history.
And how long ago was that?
That was 3 years ago.
3 years ago.
Yeah.
So have you been in three carnivals or two carnivals?
I've been on two carnivals. Right. I helped out with one of them, but I've been on two carnivals.
Right. And what? How did you get involved? What was your participation?
I'm an art teacher. I've always been passionate by the art, and as I said before, I've always been loved the carnival. I am hard of hearing myself, and one of the reasons why I love carnival is the music, because I don't hear certain sound, but I love bass sound. So the drum, percussion were very important to me.
So you said about the music attracting you, or was it about the music that you liked?
Well, I'm hard of hearing, and I have a lot of difficulties in hearing music. However, I'm very comfortable listening to percussion sound, and carnival music is perfect for that because it's all about drums. So I could really relate to that. You know, I love the feeling of the music, and it's not so much about hearing it, but it's almost about feeling it. And of course, it's so loud, but it's perfect for me.
So does that mean you do a lot of dancing?
Dancing, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm a popular dancer. I tend to dance a lot when I'm a bit drunk. But what I find very interesting about dancing, especially carnival, it's almost like sign language. And I love the way they move their hand in time with the music. And because the music is so loud, I can almost see the way they move their movement to the same beat of the carnival, which wants to make me to dance, and I loved all that.
Oh, brilliant. So, did you get involved in the camp, the sort of 3 weeks of preparation leading up to carnival?
Yes, I did, but the last 2 years I've been involved. 2 years ago, I was teaching in the secondary school in the Valleys. I just come off a very, very long year, and straight away I got involved with the camp. I would have thought I needed a break, but it gave me so much energy working with people of all kind of background, diverse background. And my job at the time was to work with the children, which I have experience in, get them more involved in making costume fun, getting them involved in the dance, although I didn't do any of the dance, but I took part of it. It was a really good community feel, and talking with the mother, gossiping with the mother, and having a really good, there was a really good community spirit, and there was a good crack, and I think everything was just fantastic.
So in terms of the carnival camp in the 3 weeks, are there sort of any people that stand out for you that you met or friends that you've made?
Oh, absolutely. I've made loads of friends, and it's interesting because 2 years ago they had the camp in the Chernobyl, and I live about 2 minutes away from Chernobyl, and it was really nice to see a lot of people from the same community, and I've been friends with them ever since. I've taught some of their children in various schools. I've made quite a few friends, and whenever I'm walking around Greentown or Cardiff Bay, I often bump into them and we talk about the good times we've had in the camps.
Excellent. And then the parade itself, what sort of costumes have you had?
It's really hard to describe, but the very first time I did the parade, I was so nervous. I was nervous because I didn't particularly want to have a big costume, but the costume designer Adrian wanted to make it bigger and bigger. I ended up having the biggest outfit of all of them, and there were lots of feathers, there were lots of bling, so it made me even more nervous. But talking to other people who've taken part in Carnival over the years, they said it's the best thing that ever happened. So I'll never forget it. It was really hot, the hottest day of that summer, and I had the biggest outfit there. I was sweating already, but as soon as I hit out the street, I couldn't believe how many people were there watching it, and I was just buzzing the whole time. I really was buzzing. People were taking photos, I was doing high five with the children. It was a fantastic experience.
Oh, brilliant. So you got a lot of feedback from the crowd.
Absolutely, yeah. And I remember both times, last year and the year before, I went on Facebook and some of the other social media sites like Twitter. So many photos of me. I felt like a mini celebrity. It was brilliant. It's really nice to be inspired, to inspire others, especially children. And I really hope what I did that will help and inspire other children to come to our carnival. And so they should, because it's a better experience.
So this year you were in it again. Was it another big costume?
It wasn't quite as big as the costume, but I think it was better than the year before. Okay. We put a lot of effort into it, and I worked really well with the designer there, and we came up with a fantastic theme, which was the water theme, and it was quite ironic because that day it was raining, so I had the water theme, and everyone thought that I encouraged the rain to come because of my water theme costume.
And how was that experience of parading in the rain?
I thought actually it was better in the rain than it was in the sun, because the way I look at it, we shouldn't let any weather stop us from doing what we want to do. And of course it's quite difficult when it's hammering down with the rain, but you get so involved in the whole experience and you don't really think about the weather, and you're just being free and doing your own thing. So it didn't affect me at all. In fact, it was even better.
So are you looking forward to doing it again next year?
Absolutely, yeah. I could see myself doing it in 20-year time. Hopefully with a bigger costume.
Do you have a most memorable moment or any kind of incident from Carnival that stands out in your mind?
Yeah, there are probably lots of memorable things. I think The most memorable thing is the costume itself, because I never thought I would wear a costume like I did at Carnival, with all that feather, with all that bling. And I think it was fantastic to see so many people in the crowd to take photos of me, and I think they were really memorable.
So being a star for the day then?
Being a star for the day, that's exactly it.
So, for you, what makes the Carnival experience? What does Carnival mean to you?
I think it's the community, really. I think it's working with all different types of people. I think working together, good banter, good teamwork. I think it gives you confidence. I think it could do inspiration. Of course, they've been up and down, been threatened trying to build the costume, but I think that's all part of the experience. But yeah, I definitely think it's more about the community and working with the community itself, really. Especially during the summer holidays, of course, you know, that holiday, people going away, and there are some people who can't go away, and it gives them that opportunity to do something so brilliant.
So what's your favourite part of being involved?
So my favourite part?
Or your favourite aspect of Carnival?
I think... I'm trying to think now. Everything really. I think my favourite part, leaving the building to go out on the street for the very first time and not knowing what to expect, I think. That impact as well.
The anticipation.
Yeah, the waiting. I think it's all that time, all those hours of working on building the costume, and finally you get to a point where you go wear your outfit and you get a lot of credit for it, I think.
Do you have a least favourite?
Glugend.
Glugends.
Definitely Glugend. By the end of camp, I might have had so many blisters on my fingers. I'm scarred for life.
And when the parade is all over, what's the feeling like then?
Yeah, a little bit of a come down, really. A little bit sadness. A little bit of excitement. I wish it could go on every day of the year, but, because you work so closely with them all, you build good relationships, and I think it's quite sad to see your costume being hidden away in the warehouse, but I know they've been reused again, I think so. I think it's quite sad at the end of the parade.
And Cardiff Carnival, what do you think the value of it is in terms of either in terms of art or community or what it brings to Cardiff?
I think for me it's about diversity, really, you know. I think what I like about it, there are no barriers to do anything what you want to do. Anybody's welcome. I always thought being deaf, I thought, no, I can't do this, you know. Maybe I shouldn't be allowed to do this. Of course, when I go in there's people of all ages, people of all disabilities, and people don't see any different. And I think that's the message what we're trying to get across, I think. You know, it's so nice to hear people, like my mum, for example, our child said, she absolutely loved one of their group who I believe they were learning difficulties. I think they were the Hygiene Theatre, and they were absolutely fantastic. She never thought something like people with learning difficulties would be involved in the parade, and she thought they were the best out of all of them.
Oh, fantastic.
So, yeah, you know, I do like the idea that they open arms to anyone.
Brilliant. Have you got any final thoughts you want to share with me?
I will only say thank you very much for doing this, and I'm so pleased to be involved, and I definitely would recommend that everyone, if they had the opportunity, to take part in Carnival, without doubt.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.